WV Uncommon Place. This podcast is a variety podcast that houses numerous series to cover mental health, empowerment, podcast framework, and various intimate theories to get to know the hosts. Along with occasional movies reviews and dives in pop culture with our event podcast episodes. The Uncommon Place digs into bringing guests on that stories don't fit the mold and are very different. WV stands for the Great State of West Virginia, and every quarter we cover something in West Virginia. Stacy and myself, JR, are your hosts, so please come along for this venture to our uncommon place.
Hey dude, what are we going to do about increasing our audience for our films? TikTok and YouTube aren't doing too well for us.
Well, now that I think about it, my friend told me about the West Virginia Mountaineer Short Film Festival on April 19th through the 21st over at WVU in Morgantown. It's happening at the Kennedy Creative Arts Center on that Friday and Saturday, and at the WVU Mountaineer on Sunday.
Dang, sounds pricey to be featured at such a large event.
No worries, bro. They accept all forms of films, and the submission fee is really reasonable. In fact, anyone listening to this podcast can get a 50% discount off the submission fee, which brings the entry fee down to just $5. Not only that, but with this waiver code, you all can submit up until Friday, March 22nd, 2 weeks past the regular entry deadline. Just go to their Film Freeway page and use the waiver code WVM24.
Yo, bro, I just searched up this fest and it's legit. They get anywhere from 250 to 300 submissions from over 25 countries. They'll be showing all kinds of films. Plus, they're going to have a free filmmaking workshop on Friday and a bunch of live multimedia performances on Saturday. I also hear they're going to be doing a live panel discussion with some video artists and animators about artificial intelligence, which, you know, pretty controversial, but also really important to learn on. So anyway, dude, should really go submit your film.
That's sick. What's the link? I want to learn more.
Dude, just go to www.wvmsff.com. There you can find more information about how to submit.
Well, bro, it says right here that we can win a prize for the best film, and even if we don't win, we'll still have a fun weekend watching films with free popcorn and milk duds.
No way, free snacks. I also heard West Virginia has the best pepperoni rolls, so we gotta go.
Welcome to West Virginia and Commonplace. Once again, doing another Y series, and this time it's about Telltale Games. Telltale Games was a video game developer that was well known for its unique storytelling and narrative-driven gameplay. The company was founded in 2004 by a group of former LucasArts employees, and it quickly made a name for itself with such games as Walking Dead, The Wolf Among Us, Tales from Borderlands, and Guardians of the Galaxy, which was pretty good. Telltale's early success was due in large part to its unique approach to storytelling. The games that the company made were known for branching narratives where players' choices had real consequences on the characters and the story. The approach helped to make Telltale Games stand out from the crowd and it earned a devoted fan base. One of the biggest success for them was The Walking Dead, which was released in 2012. When that game came out, I didn't even watch Walking Dead, but it was just something that like moved me. Like it kind of just put me in a certain place. I was like, man, this is really good. And the game itself, you know, it won all kinds of awards. And they were a prominent video game developer because, like, everything that came out from them, you just wanted. Even Minecraft Story Mode wasn't that bad. The Wolf Among Us is still my favorite to this day. I still find time to play it and do things with it. By far, one of the great games. Now, let's get a little deep into this. These games help to establish them, and you know, the player choice driven narrative, once again, those games that let you do whatever you want with a story and narratives are some of my favorite. However, in the mid-2000s, they started seeing financial difficulties because they took on too many games. Now, Telltale is still around, but they're not making anything right now. They're still trying to get out here and make a game that will be the sequel to Wolf Among Us 2, so we'll wait and see what that happens there. But they started trying to produce too many games at one time, and they didn't have enough resource. So by 2018, they had laid off most of their staff. So the thing here is that it just kind of just got out of hand for them. So, you know, in video gaming, when this happens, you got to figure out something. And the one thing that hurt them over every company I have covered thus far is they made one type of game. they had no other bread and butter to go on but what they were doing. And it was kind of like, why would you just keep with the same formula, make these games a little bit more structured? They made a Game of Thrones game, but that shit was trash ass. I'm not going to sit here and lie to you. And it seemed like the more and more their games got to be the way they were, it just didn't pick up with the population anymore. So when that happens, we all know what happens. Companies fail. So Telltale Games, this is going to be a real quick episode about you guys. I just want you all to know that I enjoyed your games thoroughly. Wolf Among Us is still something I play across the PlayStation Vita, and you can still play most of their games on the Series X and the PlayStation 5. So it's really a thing where their stuff is not hard to find as of right now. But like I said, Wolf Among Us 2 was announced a long time ago, and it still hasn't came out yet. So I'm kind of like, what are we going to do? How are we going to handle this? So on that note, Telltale Games, my why to you is, why did you guys go over what you were supposed to be doing? Like, why did you guys do more than what y'all could output? Because when y'all did that, it made gaming messed up, and we lost you guys. So on that note, I'm JR from West Virginia Commonplace. And you guys sticking around for all these episodes and different things that I'm doing, I like these quick episodes because they make it, you know, a quick listen. You can get in and get out and come back in later if you want to. So once again, I'm JR, and I thank you.
Please follow WV Uncommonplace on Instagram, Tumblr, Twitter, TikTok, where we have some great content, Facebook, LinkedIn. Hit up the merch store at onecommonplace.square.site. Join the email list from the website, and rate, subscribe, and give feedback from your favorite podcatcher. And lastly, thanks for listening and tune into the next episode.